The second rule to success is the 100% philosophy. You got to hit the wall. That's what I call it. I hit the wall, Grant. Go all the way. Go for broke. 100%. I wear this little pin right here. It says 100% committed. It reminds Grant, me, to be committed to my life at 100%, to my dreams at 100%, to my career at 100%, to my marriage. I'm not married, but when I get married, I want to be committed 100% all the way. When I'm having fun, I want to go all the way, 100% commitment, to the moment, all the way, hit the wall, 100%. See, I want to quit doing things halfway, folks. What about you? I want to quit putting part of myself into something, and I want to put 100% of myself into something. I want to go all the way. And if you had that philosophy, you would have success in such large portions that it would change your life forever. See, doing things partway never feels good as going over the top does. Go over the top. See, it's better to crash all the way than playing it safe. It's better to hit the wall at full blast than to hit it kind of just, you know, because people will say, man, that guy hit the wall. You know, you ever done that? Have you known people that do that? Some people think we're crazy. Man, that guy's crazy. He's a psycho. Now, that guy, all successful people are somehow labeled like something's wrong with them. Highly successful people show up, folks, and then they go all the way. Later on, I can pull it in. Later on, I can get conservative with my resources. When you're trying to build success in your life, you need to go all the way. You need to take some risk. I don't mean financial risk. I mean some action risk, where you're at risk. See, if you are anything like me, then you start with nothing. You don't have somebody giving you money. How do you create success in your life? I didn't have anything. You know, I had to show up. I had to go all the way. Because I found this out. Going 50% of the way got me nothing. Nothing. Going all the way, when you have nothing to lose anyway. So try this right now. For no apparent reason at all, I want you to just start applauding. I want you to start like just clapping your hands to be alive. Go ahead and try that right now. All right? Okay? Now, you got it? What did that feel like? Was that 50%? Was it 75%? Was it 100%? I doubt if it was 100%. This time, what I want you to do, and I'm going to get the crew to help me out here. This time, I want you to go all the way. I want you to put your hands together and applaud for being alive. Because maybe you forgot about being alive and showing appreciation for it. This time, I want you to freak yourself out. I want you to go hit the wall and be 100%. And I want you to extend it for some period of time, all right? Let's go. Let's do it right now. Okay, go for it. All right. Come on. Get it up. Get it up. You want to get it up right now. Freak yourself out. Okay? All right. Great. Now how do you feel? Just feel your body right now. Feel it. Do you feel different? You feel the energy running through your body? Man, I know I feel different. All of a sudden I feel, hey man, I'm motivated. I feel different. This is how you start your day, folks. First thing you do is you show up. Second thing you do is commit to saying, hey, I'm going all the way. I'm going to hit the wall. If I'm telling somebody at Starbucks, hey man, thanks for the coffee, then I'm going to pour it on. Thanks for the coffee. I was at a Starbucks the other day, told a lady up in LA, I'll never see this lady again. I said, hey man, that's a great coffee. I appreciate you making my cappuccino just like I like. Here's a tip for you. And by the way, you got great arms. Man, she just like, her whole being just brightened up. I wasn't hitting on this woman. I was just saying thank you. And I was being 100%. And she brightened up. And the next thing I know, I brighten up. I feel better. She feels better. And we're both happier. See, I people know me. My friends know me. I had a party here 2 weekends ago. There was 350 people at this house. You know why? They're coming for the party, man. They're coming for the circus. They're coming because they know Grant is 100% fully alive being, willing to go all the way, and anything could happen at his party. And I'm going for the excitement, for the possibilities. See, people like being around me because of that. You know, I remember when I was in school as a child, man, people were like a little worried about me. What will this guy do? I hadn't quite put my hands around being professional and being responsible with being 100%. I was just being kind of young and crazy. So what, man? You got kids right now. Don't introvert the kids. Let them go all the way, folks, because they're going to need it when they grow up, like you need it right now. I've never had people tell me, never, you know, had people say, oh, man, that's great you lived like that when I was young. They pulled me in. Now they're like, man, it's incredible that you live like this. See, I have to know that I'm going to be 100%. I don't feel good when I'm 50%. It's a great way to live to be at 100%. See, I know when I leave this house this afternoon, anything could happen to me. Anything. you know, because I know I'm going to be in it all the way, because I go all the way. It's caused me problems in my life, too. I got to tell you, man, being 100% has caused me lots of problems, lots of judgments from other people, and I've gotten into difficulties. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather have problems because I live at 100% than have the problems that you get from living at 25 or 50%. I'd rather learn how to bring it in than learn how to get it up. So go all the way, folks. What do you think will bring you the greatest success in your life? Come on, being 100% or being 50%? What do your kids need to learn about? You send your kids to school. Let's say the school system says, look, you can only learn how to read, write, count, or be 100%. Which class would you put them in? Which will they need in their life to create, you know, abundance and prosperity in their life? What will make sure they survive at the highest level? It's not going to be reading and writing and counting. What would benefit them the most? What would benefit you the most? Learning how to be 100%. To teach your children and teach yourself to go all the way, you would change the world. If you lived all the way, every day at 100%, you wouldn't just change your own life, folks. You'd change everybody in your circle, and they then would change everybody on this planet. So you got to be a model for your kids. Maybe you need to be a model for yourself right now. Maybe you could be a model for your friends and for the business that you work in. See, most of you teach your kids, be careful, don't get hurt. How many of you heard that as a child? Hey, be careful, don't get hurt, don't do that. Don't make a scene, be quiet, don't talk like that, don't touch yourself, don't dress like that. And the whole world's been introverting you, pulling you in all this time. They've been lying to you, folks, because they don't want you to be big. So don't believe in the false data. Don't set yourself up to be disappointed in this lifetime. Teach yourself and teach your kids to get big. Teaching them to collapse themselves to be small means they'll never get what they want in their life, just like it won't get you what you want in your life. If your kids saw you at work every day, would they see you operating at 100%? What do they see, folks? They see you, it's your business right now. You know, yesterday, would they see 100% kind of show up? I don't think so. Would you want your kids to learn that? I wouldn't want them to learn that. I want my kids to learn, hey man, be 100%, go all the way. Even if it means you hit the wall, even if it means you look ridiculous, even if it means you get hurt or dirty, or you fail the grade, whatever. Big deal, man, go all the way, hit the wall. Would your life be different? Absolutely, I guarantee it would be. What if you taught them to go all the way, every time, all the time, every time, in every situation? The whole world has been trapping you and not doing that. The whole world has been trapping us in what not to do rather than freeing us and saying, hey man, go all the way. So you can be different. Because of this today, go all the way. I choose to go all the way in my life, to be 100%, to wear this little pin, this 22 karat gold pin that reminds me, hey man, go all the way. And then I'll deal with the results later. You know, I can deal with the outcome later. This doesn't mean I'm irresponsible, but it does mean I go all the way. It's caused me problems, I've already said that. People have said I was dangerous, irresponsible, a risk taker, crazy, ridiculous. Hey, maybe you need to be more dangerous. I'm gonna tell you, I like being around dangerous people. I'd rather be around a dangerous person than a bored person any day of the week. Because I lose interest in bored people, do you? Dangerous is a great thing to be called, folks. Doesn't mean you be dangerous, it doesn't mean anyone's gonna get hurt. But I'd rather be dangerous than be safe any day of the week. Going all the way will cause you problems. I guarantee it. I promise you it will cause you problems. Good luck with your problems. You need more of those kind of problems. Hey, does it look dangerous around here? Let me ask you. I've been dangerous for a while now. Does it look dangerous? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm loving my life right now. So if this is danger, I want more of it. Does it look like I've been hurting people to you? Does it look like I'm being irresponsible? Does it look to you like right now I'm taking too many risks or being crazy? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, hey man, be 100% with your enthusiasm. Be 100% in your marriage. Be 100% about your goals. You want to lose weight? Man, do it 100%. Show up every day and lose the weight. You want to walk every day? Walk with 100% kind of attitude. I've made many mistakes in my life, folks. You know, I'm built to make mistakes. Because I'm built to evolve and survive. I'll figure it out just like you will. Hit the wall. You want to hit the wall before your competition hits the wall. Everybody's going to hit it, folks. You're going to hit the wall, okay? How many walls can you hit in your lifetime? I want to hit them all. I'm going to hit as many walls as possible, because sooner or later, I'm going to go at something 100% and there's not going to be a wall there. There's going to be a success on the other side. Get up and go hit another wall until you figure it out, until you find the right path for you. One day, you're going to be going all out and you're going to do what I did and you're going to run into it. Bang. And you know what you're going to see? Not a wall. You're going to see massive success in your life and you're going to be ready for it because you went 100%. So make a commitment to your life right now to say, I'm going to be 100% from now on in every situation. Leave this today and go hit a wall. Be 100% in all your affairs. And dangerous is a great thing to be.